Peter Collins in the 3,000 metres running in Bern, posting a 3,000 metres qualifying time. And, of course, last night in Watford, a great run by Rory Finnegan, 3:46 for qualification in A standard. So, at four, up to four Donegal athletes at the moment, with the possibility, of course, of that Carol Griffin could be added to that team on the 24th of June. So that would be an absolutely brilliant representation from Donegal. At the moment, four Donegal athletes listed, and the possibility of Carol Griffin. So yes, everything looking very good in the last 24 hours as well, mate. Yes.
It sure is. And I suppose on top of all that, you're the manager for the Irish team to the Olympics, but Neil Martin from Glenfinn, a member of Finn Valley, he's the Irish manager for those World Championships as well, so great Donegal representation.
Absolutely, and you know, as you say, Neil from Glenfinn has been the manager of the junior squads for the last 4 years, so I mean, it's exciting for him and exciting for Donegal, and he'll be rather chuffed that there are so many Donegal, such Donegal interest in the team. You know, actually 50% of the actual final team could be from Donegal, so that would be unbelievable. That would be absolutely unbelievable. So, you know, we all will be wishing Neil in the weeks ahead as he gets his plans finalised, and then as he heads off to Barcelona, the very best of luck. So, you know, and then he's a man on the ground for the people, for you guys in Highland to talk to and stuff. So it gives us that insight into the World Junior Championships, and you know, I'm sure there'll be family members travelling as well. So it's very interesting.
Put the run of Sarah Collins and Rory Finnegan in context on a world stage.
Well, it's just a world qualifying time, you see. That's the nature of athletics. Just to put that in context, as you say, mate, I mean, you know, standards for world championships in athletics are very, very, very tough. And, you have to be an elite athlete. You have to be a really good quality caliber athlete to even get a sniff of a qualification, and you've got to be able to deal with the race situation when it comes to that. So it's absolutely outstanding to make and qualify for a major championship. And then, you know, we look to see, well, for example, in terms of Sarah Collins and Rory Finnegan, and they're both very young. You see, Sarah Collins is a junior next year. Rory is a junior for two more years after this. So, I mean, this experience will do them a world of good, you know. And I mean, as I was telling on the phone yesterday, Sarah Collins, for example, I was just saying to her, you know, she's got to get this experience, and you've got to learn from it and just move on and target. And the case of these two athletes and the other two athletes, target the next Olympic Games 4 years from now. So they'll be 23, 24 years of age, and that's when they need to be really kicking in. So we've got a lot of stories running at the minute in terms of beyond these games as well. So it's a great achievement.